you know, I was walking down the street, and this guy comes up to me, and he says, "Hey, do you want a Moscow?" And I said, "What's a Moscow?" And he held up in his hands and showed me this little clay chia pet, which was shaped like a cow. And, you know, it was already sprouted and everything, so, you know, it looked like it was covered with moss. And, you know, Moscow, haha, funny. So I said, "Sure, how much do you want for it?" He said, "Nah, just take it for free." I said, "You sure?" And he was all, yeah, my girlfriend gave it to me, it was a cheap gift, I don't want it, so I was like, "Oh, okay, sure," and I took it. And so I walked home, and, you know, everyone looked at me all funny because I was carrying this chia pet. But anyway, so I get home, and I decide to water it because, I don't want it to wilt. So I water the chia pet, the moss cow, and this really weird thing happens. It turns its head at me, and it says, "Idaho." And this is just, really confusing because, I don't expect a chia pet to talk. And if a chia cow were to talk, I would expect its first word to not be Idaho, but, something like moo or something like that, or milk me, or, I don't know. But, whatever. So anyway, so I've got this moss cow saying Idaho. And so I say, "Idaho?" And it responds, "No, Idaho." And I say, "Okay." And, so whatever. So I call a friend and tell her that, she should come over because I've got this really weird thing that she should look at because, she's a biologist and stuff, so she might be able to tell me what's going on. And so she comes over, and I say, "Look, this chia pet." And she's all, "Okay, it's a chia pet." And I say, "Well, it talks." And she says, "You're joking." And I say, "No." And so I water it again, and so the chia pet says, "Idaho." And she said, "Idaho?" And the chia pet says, "No, Idaho."